Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We've already had our first school freak out this morning because, you know, my kiddos are heading back, and my wife was just texting me off the air going, oh, my God, where are all the ice packs for the lunches? Because she's trying to pack the lunches this morning. And I forgot. I put about 10 of them in a cooler when we went and did some stuff at Waterworld, and I forgot them in the cooler.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, yeah, those are down in the cooler still in the basement. Nice and warm.
They're warm.
to my kiddos, enjoy your warm lunches today.
Hey.
Whoopsie daisies. All right. All morning, Katie has been chomping at the bit to tell us the story about how she went for a walk, but she's really worried about the children.
Because it was traumatic.
Was it?
I just want to put that out there.
Traumatic for you?
It was very traumatic.
Did you come across a salad or something?
And that would be traumatic right now because that salad is... Anyway, okay, so here's what happened. I was walking, and on the walking path, I came across a little bird in the middle of the walking path, like sitting. It wasn't moving, and I was like, that's odd. Usually when you approach a bird, it flies away. It wants to get out of your way. And this one just sat there in the middle of the path. So I went up to it, and I poked it a little, and it made a sound. So it was totally alive.
Stop.
And I was
Stop.
And it was breathing. It was like breathing really hard, and it was hot. It was so hot yesterday.
Hot.
And so I was like, oh, my gosh, this poor little bird is overheated, and it can't fly.
Oh, no.
So what do I do?
Did you regurgitate your lunch? And
No.
Spit it down its beak?
I picked up the little bird, and I put it in my runner's pack.
Aww.
And then I ran home because I was like,
that little bird's like,
this little bird needs to get into some kind of air conditioning, right?
Or water. So do you have water?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so I'm running with this bird in my runner pack, and I'm trying not to shake it because I know that it is
shaken bird syndrome. Yeah.
It's a serious situation. So I have the bird in its runner pack, in my runner pack, and I'm running, and I come across these three guys eating lunch under a tree. It's had to be the funniest sight to them because I'm like, you're going to make it, little birdie. You got this. And I'm like running, talking to my runner's pack. They probably thought I was talking to myself.
Yeah, like, here comes this crazy lady.
Half a mile left. You got this, you know. But so I finally make it home, and I walk into the house, and this bird is like, his little eyes are fluttering, and I'm like, you got this, bird. And I put it on a chair. I put a paper towel down, and I put it on a chair, and I start just like observing it. And I see that this little birdie is also now missing a leg. It's probably why
my
I can't
God,
fly,
Katie.
Right?
Did you check your hip pack? Was it in there?
No, it wasn't in my hip pack. It fell off. Like, that's why it couldn't fly. So immediately, I get my phone out and I chat GPT.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I found a bird. It only has one leg. It's breathing hard. What do I do? You know, so
it's
I'm
all get out your air fryer
GPT.
And
no,
a bagel.
Chat GPT was like, you did the right thing. You know, it maybe get it out of the backpack and put it in a little box. So it's trying to tell me what to do with this bird.
Okay.
And as it's, I'm like reading it, I'm about to call the wild bird rescue because that's what Chat GPT told me to do. I look over on the chair, and all of a sudden, this bird starts to, like, shake. And then it's like, I'm like, what, are you trying to fly away? Like, I don't know. But then it just starts to shake. Then it starts to convulse.
Oh, they
and then this bird just dies right in
front
of me. I watched this bird just die. I tried so hard to save this bird. And it was so traumatic because it just like closed.
I mean, you didn't try that hard.
No,
you just brought it home and put it on a chair.
You're also going to spread bird flu to people.
If it was nature, you should probably just take it and put it in a little grassy area.
No,
the circle of life, a snake will get it.
ChatGPT told me I did the right thing.
Circle of life.
And I just needed like 30 extra seconds.
So I
got to
ask you, where's the bird now?
I put it in a paper towel and I threw it in the trash
outside. Yeah, that's the way it would have wanted to go.
I said a nice prayer for it. And I was like, may the bird gods bless you and your life in the above. I was so sad.
So I treated it like a dead fish, and I put it in the toilet and flushed it.
I was so sad.
I thought for sure you were going to say you put it in your freezer, and you're like,
no.
Soon.
And I feel
you
like
will be
so
mine.
Many people would have tried to save this bird, though. Come on. Like, it was in the middle
my
of the
My wife would.
Exactly.
You're very much like my wife. She would. She's the one who would hop, do a barrel roll out of a car to get a dog off the side of the road.
Exactly.
You're very much like sweet Nick Knack. Me, I would probably have just done the little... kicked it to the side, kept on running.
Yeah.
You should have seen his little bird face. He was like, help me, help, help,
help
me.
Help.
And I did, but I'm not the
one
he wanted to help.
That's
you,
tough.
Little bird.
Like, what do you do, you know?
I know, because again,
I think I would have just put him in the bushes because then he dies out in nature.
Yeah.
Kind of like how it was meant to be. Maybe something else will, you know, get him. The bugs will get
them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's the circle of life. Now he's going to a landfill.
I didn't know what to do with him. I didn't want to put him in the bush because what if a little kid comes out and like touches the bird in the bush? Like, it was very traumatic
for me.
So it took me all day yesterday. I woke up this morning. It's the first thing I thought about. Mm-hmm. I was like, that poor bird.
Wouldn't
like,
it be funny if you woke up this morning and he'd come back to life and he was like hopping around your apartment trying to get out up against your back door. Thunk, 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 thunk.
Jeez, you take a nap and this is what happens.
Help, help, help.
Oh, poor little bird.
Poor birdie. I can tell you right now, if I was out in the dating world back at it, you know, my wife left me or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd be able to flirt. Like, it's been such a long time.
Yeah.
Since I flirted.
Like, truly flirted.
Like, truly flirted.
With intent, right? Not just messing around.
This all comes about because my wife had a freezer delivered yesterday, and she was home. And I was making comments about, you know, like, hey, the delivery guys, you know.
He was kind of cute, though.
And I was hopping on the camera, and I was watching what was going on. There was a couple good-looking dudes that delivered that freezer.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then
she made some comments about because after they left, I flipped the cameras on, and I was like, hey, is that freezer cold yet? Can you stand a little closer to it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, kids are listening. I can't go into any more details. And she's like, I asked her if she had a certain article of clothing on while she was standing close to the freezer, and she's like, oh, no, I left that off because the delivery guys were here.
Right?
Like,
damn, show off,
girl. Hey, why are you coming at me like that?
Knick-knack still got it. Hey.
But it did get me thinking, like, if I was out there, I don't know. Katie, you're in the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm trying to play. But it's hard. Like, flirting has changed so much, first of all, with the addition of digital everything. So they're saying that a lot of people now are fluent in texting, but far less comfortable with ambiguity, rejection, and face-to-face social risks. So they're not willing to go up to somebody to start a conversation because they don't have those cojones. They lack that.
They're scared.
Like, everything is over text now, so they don't know how to approach somebody. And there is one thing in specific. So this came to my mind because it just made me laugh. I was out with a friend recently and we were standing at the bar and this guy turned to me and started talking to me a little bit. And I just was like, whatever, like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And I turned back around and talked to her. She's like, what are you doing? He's totally flirting with you. I was like, was he? I don't even know if people are flirting with me anymore.
Really?
I don't know how to flirt back with him. And by the time I turned around, homie was gone.
Gone.
And I was like,
you lost
your chance.
I guess
I missed my chance just because I'm out there and I don't even know when it's happening anymore. Mm. It has changed so much.
Well, like,
it
how do you so flirt? Much.
I don't really. Like, first of all, everything, again, is being done over the online dating stuff and everything. Mm. So, again, when I come up to somebody, as I just told you, I don't even know they're flirting. I'm just like, oh, did you drop something? Here you go, you know?
Do you don't, like, do the hair tussle?
Not really. I mean, a little bit more.
Isn't it the whole, like, if the lady touches your arm? Or your shoulder,
oh, yeah.
Like that's a sign.
If someone touches you, that's a big deal.
That's where I would be like,
I know. It really is. If somebody like actually touches you while they're talking, that's intentful.
And anymore, you know? I'd be like, can I have permission to touch your arm right now? Because right now, currently, I'm flirting with you.
Exactly. I know. Like, you have to tell
people. Is this a safe space? I'm going to touch you now because I am attracted to you.
Because everything has changed so much. Also, like, the whole permission, and I get that, like, consent, it's so important. So I understand all that. But now, when you're about ready to make out, like, that's happened to me. And it's a little,
do you care if I put my tongue in your mouth?
At first, it's odd. At first, it's like, why are you asking me? But then, with the back history, with the context, it makes total sense to want to ask for consent.
Yes, please put your tongue in my mouth.
I'm just saying, like, it's all so different. Jeremy, I feel like if you got out there, you would need a handbook. Like, you'd need a training course.
I would need something.
We'd have to bring
you. I need a pretty solid wingman who's, like, 19 years old.
We would. We'd need some things. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just the tangible world is so different now than it was when you were out there, you know, shooting your shot.
Yeah. Whatever happened to just taking too many shots and then making out with the rando at the bar, you know? That's how you used to do it.
That builds character. Jeez. I know. We need to do that some more. Jeez. Go make out with some randos. Like,
I love that we're going to play Let Me Love You now. With Jeremy,
can I touch
Josh.
You?
Can I love you, please?